ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
You are now listening to a special Christmas musical program. Stay with us and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the special Christmas musical show on Radio Miraya, where we're going to celebrate this annual festival by briefly tapping into the British culture and traditional way of commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm Helen Toby. My guest presenter is Jill Lever, the Deputy British Ambassador to South Sudan. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Helen. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. So today you're coming as my co-presenter and we shall sample your Christmas music selection. What do you have in stock?
Well, I've got a nice carol for you called Carol of the Bells. Mm-hmm. And some pop music from the 80s and 90s and some nice songs about the birth of Jesus and about the importance of peace on earth.
Okay. Well, briefly take us through the Christmas celebrations in your country. Describe a typical Christmas day in your country.
So it's a great time of year. It's often pretty cold. It's been very cold in the UK at the moment, lots of snow. Mm-hmm. So people like a white Christmas, a lot of songs about white Christmas, very unusual thing and never heard of probably in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Christmas lights up, people have a Christmas tree. Many of our Christmas traditions are German. So we have a Christmas tree. Most people have that in their house and they decorate it with baubles and tinsel and lights. Send Christmas cards and then on Christmas Day itself, they may go to a church service, they might go to a mass in the evening or in the morning, sing Christmas carols and tend to eat quite a lot of food. So turkey is quite an important part of Christmas food, and roast potatoes and lots of vegetables and the Christmas pudding. Mm-hmm. People traditionally open gifts which they have under the tree, and they open those on Christmas Day. So people give a lot of gifts to each other, and it gets quite commercial actually, but people get very excited, particularly young children, about Christmas because mm-hmm. they look forward to the gifts.
So how's our music selector on today's show? Tell us about your first song.
So my first song is called Carol of the Bells, and it's sung by St. Paul's Cathedral Choir. And it's a Christmas carol, but it's created from a Ukrainian folk tune about the new year. And so the idea is ringing in Christmas, or in tradition, ringing in the new year, wishing people good cheer and hoping they'll have a better year. And it's called Carol of the Bells because the way the parts are written for the voices, it sounds like bells pealing, calling people to worship and calling people to church. I think it's a very sublime piece.
Well, we'll play that song now. How do you describe Christmas from your early childhood and now? When, what is your next song, and how did it make your list of Christmas songs?
So Christmas was, you know, when my family were quite sort of poor when I was small, and so Christmas was quite special still because you would really value the gifts that you were given. So mm-hmm. I still remember Christmases then and the special kind of presents and gifts I was given, and having very fond memories of that time. And of course, sitting in front of the television, which is another British tradition, and watching the films that we have every year. And Christmas, there was always a Christmas number one in the pop charts, and so I don't think the next song made number one. It probably made number two, but it's a song I've always remembered. It's by a British singer-songwriter called Jonah Lewis called Stop the Cavalry. It's actually a protest song, an anti-war song, and he's saying he really would like to stop the cavalry so he could be at home for Christmas with his girlfriend and not be fighting.
And here we go with our next song.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
Listening to a special Christmas music show, and on the program I'm featuring Jill Lever, the Deputy British Ambassador to South Sudan. This is the first Christmas you're celebrating without the Queen. How does it make you feel?
Well, the Queen's passing was really quite a seismic event. I mean, she was on the throne for 70 years. She's the Queen, the only Queen that many of us in the UK, almost everyone, knew. So she's been there for all of my life. And the fact that she passes here, of course, very sad for the UK. Of course, we're pleased to welcome the new King. But the Queen, of course, is very special to everyone's hearts. And this is the reason why I picked the next song, which is called 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders. And it's talking about missing someone who's died at Christmas time. But it also is about missing people that you'd like to be with at a special time of year. And my husband and my kids are in the UK at the moment, so for me it's got a special resonance for that reason too.
Thank you. frozen miles is very far through the snow. I'll think of you wherever you go. It's colder day by day. I miss you. I can hear people singing. It must be Christmas time. I hear people singing. It must be
We are now going for our next Christmas song on the show. Do you have any connections or special memories that this song brings to you?
So this song is called Fairy Tale of New York, and it was written in 1987 with the Pogues and with a British singer called Kirsty MacColl, who died very tragically in an accident a few years later. It's an absolute Christmas classic in the UK, a real favourite. It's Irish folk-style ballad, and it's enduringly popular, most played song of the 21st century in the UK. And Shane McGowan, who sings the male part, was born on Christmas Day, so it has a resonance for that too. And it's about bickering former lovers, and they're desperate and they're down on their luck, but they're all very authentic characters. And this is a great sort of karaoke tune. People will often get this one out at Christmas and sing along to it, because it's got that kind of very lyrical, as I say, Irish folk style ballad.
Okay, so let's have that song there.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold. Through the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, promise me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
That bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap and you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas
could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away, Babe,"
and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Christmas is observed both as a religious and cultural celebration among billions of people around the world. Tell us a bit about the British culture when it comes to Christmas celebrations.
Well, it's British people are very excited about Christmas. I think that it's the time of year when people will sing carols and they will go to church, even if they don't usually. And it's seen as a great sort of family celebration. And when people come together with family, with friends, to eat and drink and to sort of wish each other well and exchange gifts. But it's also a time when British people do like to think about others and to think about sort of, you know, donating to charity and thinking about people less well off than yourself. So for all the people that don't have families at Christmas, who may be, for example, homeless or living in other countries in very difficult circumstances, it's very important to British people to think about those people too.
Mm-hmm. And which song are you going to dedicate for that?
So this one, I've picked Mary's Boy Child. Mm-hmm. Which is a song by a band called Boney M, who are sort of Caribbean. They were from Jamaica and also from Germany. And they did this great sort of reggae gospel type song about the birth of Jesus Christ. So I think that feels appropriate.
Okay.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Hark now, joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Listening to a special Christmas music show, and on the program I'm featuring Jill Lever, who is the Deputy British Ambassador to South Sudan. As our music selector for this program, tell us about your next song.
So my next song is a song called Santa Baby, and it gets played a lot in the UK at Christmas time. So some people absolutely love it and some people absolutely hate it. They find it a bit of an earworm. But actually, I love this version sung by Eartha Kitt, who is a great sort of role model for black women and for all women. Had a very hard life, that became very successful and then did a lot of work for disadvantaged and underprivileged youth. And she sings this song in a very sort of sassy way. I mean, she's talking about her Christmas list. And she's got this escalating set of extravagant gifts. She wants a fur coat and a car, and then she wants the deeds to a diamond mine. Mm-hmm. And it makes me laugh out loud because it's so cheeky. But why shouldn't women ask for the world?
Okay.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
What is your message to South Sudan as we celebrate this year's Christmas and your final song?
Yeah, thank you. So I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'd like to dedicate this song particularly to all the South Sudanese people that I've met and have been so sort of welcoming since I arrived early this year, and to the staff of the British Embassy in Juba. It's a song by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. It's Happy Christmas and War is Over. And again, it's an anti-war and a peace song. And what he's singing about is the importance of unity amongst people of different races and different colours. And that seems very apposite to me in South Sudan, that people work together, that they come together and consolidate peace in South Sudan, because it so deserves to be peaceful and prosperous and happy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jill Lever, the Deputy British Ambassador to South Sudan, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Helen.
Okay. Well, that was a special program, a special Christmas musical show on Radio Miraya, where we featured some of the music during the annual festival season. My name is Helen Tovey.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one with
Christmas, for weak and for strong, the rich and the poor ones, the road is so long. And so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones.
You've been listening to a special Christmas musical program. We hope that you've enjoyed every part of it. Until next time.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.